Well, despite the weather outside, college lacrosse is very much here, and it's already a big game for the Loyola Greyhounds up at State College tomorrow at 1. They have Penn State, and Coach Charlie Toomey joins us right now. Coach Toomey, how are you?
I'm doing great, Brett. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Has the weather factored into your practice schedule, game schedule early on? You made it to Penn State a day early, I mean, as you would anyway, but it seems a little earlier and with no problems.
Yeah, we were affected a little bit yesterday. Loyola didn't have classes, so we were able to get up on campus and do a walkthrough in the gym and you know, watch some film, which I'm sure the guys were not frustrated about. And then we got off his schedule this morning about 8 a.m., made good time, got up here into State College and just finished a great walkthrough, you know, prior to the game tomorrow.
Yeah, it's amazing. Obviously, our station, our facility is right back of your field, and the lights are on all the time, and I'm calling people at Loyola, are they really practicing tonight when it's snowing? And they'll say, well, maybe they're just clearing off the field, and that's why the lights are on behind us in our parking lot. But it must be challenging to get through this.
Well, I'll tell you, our facilities people at Loyola have been top-notch. Yesterday was the first practice since we've started that we were not able to go on time at Ridley on the turf. So they've been working overtime. They've been great for both Jen Adams and myself. Again, yesterday was just, you know, a little bit too much to bite off for them. But you're right, they're working around the clock, and, you know, it's what you get for coaching a winter sport.
It should be a spring sport, I was told. But Coach Toomey, looking at not only this upcoming season, the move to the Patriot League, what kind of impact will that have on the program, and what's the excitement level just to enter a new conference?
You know what we're excited about? We're excited about having some local rivalries, you know, obviously with the Naval Academy being in the Patriot League. I think that's exciting for the university. It's also exciting that, you know, we're starting to establish already some rivalries within the league because of soccer and basketball. So, you know, the student body is used to seeing Lehigh. They're used to seeing Army and Navy coming to campus. Bucknell, certainly. And in lacrosse right now, you know, Lehigh and Bucknell are playing at a pretty high level. So we're excited about those games on our schedule down the road for sure.
Does it change anything as far as recruiting is concerned, or is it simply just new teams you face? And there's obviously lacrosse is a pretty intimate sport. There aren't too many secrets, but you're not facing necessarily the same teams you've been facing since you took over as the head coach of Loyola 9 years ago.
Right. Well, you know, it's funny. I mean, when I took over, Penn State was in the ECAC. And
right.
So we were playing Penn State on a regular basis. We haven't played them since 2009. And really, when we made the decision to go to the Patriot League, I felt like losing at Denver and losing Ohio State, you know, was really going to affect our strength of schedule. So we quickly picked up Virginia. We picked up Penn State to just kind of bolster that RPI strength of schedule, you know, and, you know, I think it's exciting. And the challenge is, you know, just every weekend we're learning a new opponent. You know, you don't really have a comfort level with a Penn State tomorrow because we don't know their players other than, you know, what we've seen on film and back when we recruited them. And similar to, you know, really it was Virginia last week and, you know, next week it'll be Holy Cross. And luckily we have Towson in between because we can pull the folder out and we know the Towson staff, we know their players. So that'll be some familiarity for us. But outside of that, there's not a lot of familiarity week in, week out.
At Virginia, game number one back on February 6th, a tough overtime loss, 14-13. Tell us about that opening performance for you and your team.
I was happy with the way that the kids dug in. You know, we certainly we created a little bit of a pickle for ourselves. We were down, you know, at halftime, 8-4. We were down 12-4 going into the fourth quarter when really we started to win some faceoffs. So we had the ball. But more importantly, I thought our guys just started to settle in, attack their matchups, really share the ball offensively and get some great looks on the cage. And we were able to put a 9-goal run together in the fourth quarter and actually lead that game. So it went from being a tough loss to really a bad loss. We felt like when you're winning a game with 17.2 seconds to go, you should probably pull it out. And, you know, again, we were unable to pull it out. It went to overtime. And, you know, they win the faceoff and had four more shots and, you know, finally stuck one in there. We couldn't get that stop and that clear that we needed.
When you look at the aftermath of a national championship, and I know in your world that's ancient history right now, but has that changed anything for the program as far as a recruiting's concerned, how you think it's viewed nationally? Has that changed anything tangible to you looking back now a year later?
Well, I'm still happy with the kids that are coming through campus. You know, the challenge, I think, for all of us as coaches is that it's just happening so soon. You know, kids are making decisions to you know, on their four-year school in their sophomore year. And quite honestly, we probably, you know, we're able to attain a higher level than we have, you know, in years past because of some of our late recruits. So we've tried to make decisions as a staff to go a little bit slower, to maybe see kids play in their junior year. And it's a real challenge because you're watching some talented kids, you know, make decisions to go to other places. But we're still happy. And I think we might be getting some of that, you know, that kickback from being in the championship, that we feel like talented kids are certainly coming through campus. And, you know, it seems like there's not a day that doesn't go by that we're not touring campus with somebody.
We are with Charlie Toomey, the head lacrosse coach at Loyola University, with us here on BIL, joining us from State College, where tomorrow the Greyhounds have the Nittany Lions for a 51st time in this rivalry's history. Tell me about this Penn State team, Coach.
Very, very talented team. They might have the best goalie in the country in Austin Kout, a left-hander who's playing lights out. You know, they're coming off of a big win against Michigan. But if you're fortunate enough to get the ball past him, then you got to deal with the other side of the field and you got to stop the ball. And I think that their attack is probably a top five attack. They've got a Canadian that just flat out can finish the ball. And, you know, between TJ Sanders and then Shane Sturgis, those kids probably had about 50 points plus each last year. So we know we've got our hands full. You know, it should be a great battle. You know, obviously our kids are pretty excited. They get to play indoors. I think as coaches, we're a little nervous because the sight lines are different and goalies have to kind of focus in on the ball. But it should be a great early season test for us, no doubt.
The Greyhounds trying to get to 1-1 to start their season. By the way, coming up on Wednesday night at Ridley Athletic Complex, a good local game, Loyola and Towson, and it's a really cool local schedule coming to Loyola this year with Duke coming to town, Army coming to town, and also Loyola's heading to Navy in Annapolis coming up on April the 5th. So it's a great schedule. It should be a great season for Loyola lacrosse. Coach Charlie Toomey joining us from State College. Best of luck tomorrow and this year, Coach. We'll catch up soon.
Hey, Brett, thanks for having me.
That's Charlie Toomey. We'll come back with more next here on BAL.